local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three on a Wednesday. Welcome into the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, your interaction, making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620, and the traffic line, 850-262-6111. A lot to get to today. We started off with our top three stories. Israel has started pumping seawater into the sprawling network of tunnels in the region used by Hamas. Israeli forces say the militant group uses them to move around the battlefield and store rockets and ammunition.
Constant efforts to urge the Israelis to be as precise and careful as possible. We know they've stated their intent, and they have acted on that.
Now that's John Kirby, as Israel is facing growing international pressure due to its military campaign. President Biden yesterday said that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, quote, has to change. Also, Hunter Biden will not respond to a Republican subpoena surrounding his business dealings. Republicans wanted Hunter Biden to testify privately today, but in a surprise move, the president's son held a press conference outside the Capitol saying he will only testify in a public hearing.
I'm here today to make sure that the House committee's illegitimate investigations of my family do not proceed on distortions, manipulated evidence, and lies.
And Biden says he made mistakes, but adds his father was never involved and went on to call the impeachment inquiry shameless. Today, Federal Reserve policymakers are leaving interest rates alone.
Inflation is still too high. Ongoing progress in bringing it down is not assured, and the path forward is uncertain.
And Powell, Jerome Powell, that is, says it's good news that it has eased without a significant increase in unemployment. He adds the Fed will proceed carefully as it continues trying to bring inflation down to 2%. Let's look at our top three stories today. 6:15, first check this hour of the roads and weather.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. As we are used to seeing in the top of the third hour, we're not dealing with a lot of congestion here in Pensacola. Some of the places that were giving us some troubles, such as Pensacola Boulevard, North Davis Highway, Pine Forest Road, of course. A lot of those, the congestion has died down significantly, if not completely. So that is great there. Gulf Breeze Parkway was giving us a lot of trouble if you were heading eastbound towards the Tiger Point area, but that has seemingly lessened as well. The only one that's giving us a lot of trouble right now is actually in Milton. On Dogwood Drive, if you had turned off of Caroline Street and started traveling northbound on Dogwood, there's some congestion caused there. There is not an accident report, but there may have been an accident that played a role in that. I'm not sure.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at the weather forecast.
Cool and breezy weather over the next couple of days, Thursday and Friday. We're keeping low temperatures in the morning in the 40s, high temperatures during the afternoon in the middle 60s. And yes, the breeze. We're going to have northeast winds at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20 to 25 on both days. No chances for rain, partly cloudy skies. If you are looking for a chance, we do have a small chance late Saturday and a slightly higher chance on Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. Right now we are at 60 degrees overnight, 49 for the low, cloudy and breezy, 64 tomorrow, with a low of 48 tomorrow night. Taking a look at what's making the rounds here locally. First, a high-profile murder trial wrapping up today. And an Escambia County jury finding 53-year-old Brian Easterling guilty of first-degree murder. He, the former Baker fire chief, convicted of killing 63-year-old Michael Evers at his car repair shop in June of last year. Easterling, testifying in his defense today, said he was put on edge by Evers when he went to the shop to collect $25,000 that was owed to him and that he was panicked when he shot him. Prosecutors, though, say that video evidence shows him calmly firing the weapon while Evers had his back to him. Also in the city of Milton, a new representative for the 4th Ward, a familiar name and face to the city council.
This is the vote. Councilman Jarrett, aye. Councilman Meese, aye. Councilman Snow, aye. Councilman Powell, aye. Councilman Hawthorne, aye. Councilwoman Farrow, nay. And Councilman Cusack, nay.
And that vote took place after a motion was made to appoint Shari Sebastio to the seat, and it passed 5-2. Sebastio had previously served on the council twice by being appointed and lost elections both times to remain on council. Sebastio was appointed over Kathy Ellis during last night's council meeting. Also, things need to be different in year two, that from board members of the Escambia Children's Trust after they renewed contracts for 16 out-of-school programs for nearly $4.7 million.
We got to hold people accountable. Just because I said I can cook don't mean you can cook. Just because you said that you got a program and you're improving grades, it's not necessarily the report that citizens are getting. And so I just want the board to be cognitive of that and staff to be cognitive of that. And that's no slight to you, Superintendent. I'm disappointed to have served on a Children's Trust Board, and the grades in these schools that were targeted schools are just not improving.
That from Lumen May, board member and District 3 County Commissioner, says that moving forward, the contracts with the organizations are being changed to include standard achievement metrics rather than letting the organizations self-report themselves. Finally, Santa Rosa County putting out their 2023 State of the County address. Leaders say the county came out of the COVID pandemic stronger than ever. Efforts are continuing now to, quote, reach our potential.
In July, Leonardo broke ground on a new facility at Whiting Aviation Park in Milton, where they will perform maintenance and overhaul on the Navy's new training helicopter, the TH-73 Thrasher. The Buffalo Rock Company recently purchased 47 acres at the Northwest Florida Industrial Park at I-10 for a new distribution facility. The project is expected to bring as many as 400 new jobs to our area.
In addition to major job creation projects, tourism was bigger than ever, bringing in over $6.3 million this year. District 5 Commissioner Colton Wright also highlighted major infrastructure projects, including the completion of the Pea Ridge Connector, remodeling of Swenson Park, and drainage improvements on East Bay Boulevard. 620, we will take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return to Pensacola right now.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Gulf Coast businesses are estimated to lose over $100,000 to email scams. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the season of giving, but criminals know you are more likely to click a malicious link if it looks like a good deal. Be wary of all marketing emails, and your bank account will thank you. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Google Data Revolution Pensacola for more information.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The holidays are bigger than ever at Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, with most new machines offering 0% financing for up to 48 months to qualified buyers. All new machine purchases come with complimentary guide classes. Select used machines offer a gift with purchase. Gift cards are available and stocking stuffers are $50 or less. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewingandpensacola.com.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South Brand.
For a limited time only, buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Pensacola right now on at 4 right after Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle bells.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, about 30 seconds before 6:25 here, so we will get another check of the roads and weather. There wasn't much to report on in our first traffic break of this hour, and that appears to still be the case here. Nothing really much in Pensacola. The ones that were giving us a lot of trouble, Pine Forest Road, Mobile Highway, North Davis Highway, Brent Lane, all seem to be just about cleared out. Same can be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway heading towards Tiger Point. The only true one that's giving us severe trouble at the moment is Dogwood Drive. If you've pulled off, if you pull onto Dogwood off of Caroline Street and start traveling northbound there, we've got some issues in that area. No accident has been reported on our end, but if I had to guess, I would assume that is what has played a role over there.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at the forecast over the next couple of days to close out the work week. Right now, we're at 59 degrees, 49 overnight tonight, 64 with mostly cloudy skies mixed with some sunshine. Breezy as well, gusts around 30 miles an hour. Friday, we'll have partly sunny skies, 64 again. Overnight low tomorrow night, 48, 53 on Friday. 40% chance of showers into the picture on Saturday. Saturday night, 50%, and 50% chance continuing on Sunday. Each day through the weekend, we should see highs right around 64, 63 degrees. So there's a look at what's coming up as far as the weather is concerned. 6:25, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Three teachers are suing the state over the new law that bans transgender or non-binary K through 12 teachers from using their pronouns. The lawsuit says in part, quote, Florida enacted a new law that pushed one plaintiff out of their teaching career and threatens to do the same for the other plaintiffs. Under the law, those in violation could have their teaching certificate suspended or revoked.
And lawmakers in Tallahassee are hearing a presentation today on a new law expanding private school vouchers.
Oh, come on. There it is.
Yes, there have been bugs, but by all means, we have full confidence that we're going to be able to work through whatever bugs, concerns that schools and parents have and work towards this victory that was school choice in Florida.
Members of the Florida House Choice and Innovation Subcommittee are discussing House Bill 1. The bill allows all K through 12 students, regardless of income, to get a taxpayer-funded voucher to attend private school. It went into effect in July.
Yeah, also House members discussing a bill that would loosen Florida's child labor laws. House Bill 49 would allow 16 and 17-year-olds to work before 6:30 a.m. and after 11.
Country star Luke Combs is responding after a Tampa TV station reported on a woman who was sued for $250,000 for selling homemade tumblers with his likeness through Amazon. Combs says that he does work with a company that goes after large corporations who make millions off of counterfeit T-shirts, and somehow Nicole Harness got swept up in that.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. So got some audio here. Luke Combs says that so there is a company that he works with that goes after, you know, major corporations that are making money off of his image and likeness, but not little common folk like you, me, and Nicole here.
And so we do have a company.
I don't want that one.
She told me that, you know, she was absolutely shocked by this. I'm so apologetic. Talking to her, it makes me sick, honestly, that this would happen, especially at the holidays. I can't imagine being in her shoes.
Combs says that he plans to send Harness $11,000 to unlock her Amazon account and is putting his own Tumblr up for sale with proceeds to help with Harness's medical bills. It's not clear, however, if Harness is off the hook for the $250,000 quite yet.
Yeah. Also, President Biden releasing a statement following the decision by House Republicans to authorize an impeachment inquiry into him. Biden says that House Republicans are not joining him on focusing on the issues that impact the American people, instead attacking him with lies. He adds that instead of doing their job on the urgent work needing to be done, they are choosing to waste time on this baseless political stunt. House voting 221 to 212, so, you know, pretty much party line there, to approve the impeachment resolution. Also, investigators in Virginia trying to determine how a student was able to bring fentanyl-laced gummy bears to his elementary school. The student of the Amherst County School System says seven students had reactions after eating the drug-laced candy at Central Elementary yesterday. The White House appears to be looking to appease southern border hawks as they try to get an aid package to Ukraine approved before Christmas.
We've given up any pretense of pretending to secure the border as a nation, and it has to stop.
That is Texas's Chip Roy. The proposed plan would deport more illegal immigrants without asylum screenings. Also, the House launching a new email address to report anti-Semitism on college campuses. According to the announcement, students, faculty, or other community members can email report.antisemitism@mail.house.gov to file the reports. Again, that's email report.antisemitism@mail.house.gov.
It's a mouthful.
Remember that. Yeah. It's like the Creed Thoughts blog that Ryan set up for Creed.
Yeah.
6:30 right now. That'll do it for national headlines. Taking a look at what's happening in the sports world tonight. Also, health, business, and science. A big recall for Tesla vehicles. We'll share the details on that coming back.
I'm Tom Regani. The House tonight votes to open an official impeachment inquiry into President Biden regarding overseas business dealings involving the Biden family. Republican House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says the investigation centers around one basic question.
What did the Bidens do to receive the tens of millions of dollars from our enemies around the world?
In a statement, the president called the launching of the inquiry a baseless political stunt. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden defies a subpoena to testify at a closed-door deposition from House committees involving the Bidens. Fox's David Spunt reports.
Hunter Biden defiant as he arrived outside the U.S. Capitol building moments after he was due for a closed-door deposition under oath. His name tag visible, the chair empty. Outside, the president's son maintained he will only testify in a public hearing.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Some big sports business news out of the nation's capital today. The owner of the NHL's Washington Capitals and the NBA's Wizards said he's looking to move those teams from downtown D.C. to a new arena in Northern Virginia as soon as 2028. Ted Leonsis, joined by Virginia's governor, made the announcement this morning proposing building an arena in the heart of Alexandria's Potomac Yard neighborhood. In the wake of the massive success of the Barbie movie this summer, Mattel said today it's planning to make a live-action feature film based on its American Girl doll line. The toy maker will partner with Paramount Pictures and the production company Temple Hill Entertainment on the new movie project. Mattel already has a slew of film projects in development based on its toys, including Hot Wheels, Polly Pocket, and Rock'em Sock'em Robots. U.S. stocks rallied today. The major index is all up 1.4% for the day, a surge of more than 500 points in the case of the Dow Jones Industrials. That blue chip index notching a fresh closing high. That's your money now.
Beret has been there for my family, I feel like, through every milestone. And so when this stage of life started coming up, I just knew that Beret was the only option.
I came in here nervous. I saw the ring and I was like, yep, I know that's it. That's the one for her. It's beautiful. It's just as special as she is. And it means a lot more than just will you marry me. It's just something that words can't describe.
That was so cute.
From all of us at Beret Jewelers,
happy holidays.
Friday morning at 10:30. Join A-Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Christmas Concert is back on News Radio 92.3. It's 24 hours of Christmas music from you, Pensacola, local churches, local bands, local musicians, all right here on News Radio 92.3 all Christmas Day. We have music from the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Pensacola Civic Band, Olive Baptist Church, the Perdido Brass, and more. And if you'd like your music to be part of the Pensacola Christmas Concert, send an email to christmas@newsradio923.com.
This is Zach Gelb with a CBS Sports Minute paid for by NHTSA. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. There are a few reports that Robert Kraft has already decided to part ways with Bill Belichick after this season. There's a good chance that longtime reporter Tom Curran is right, that Bill won't be back with the Pats, but judging by the few leaks that come out of Foxborough during the last 20-plus years, I don't think Robert nor Jonathan Kraft are spilling the beans yet, even if they don't intend to bring the hoodie back next season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day, medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Lots of interviews, kind of unusual in that regard. We talked to United States Senator Rick Scott. We talked to ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody. Talked to Keith Leonard, the superintendent of Escambia County Schools, about the school grades. And since it's Wednesday, talked to Mayor D.C. Reeves of Pensacola. Also had a really good conversation about the anti-slap suit brought by PNJ parent company Gannett against the county over the text messages. 8 o'clock, that's the segment you want to listen to for that discussion, which you can find on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
What does Christmas mean to you?
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Christmas, what I think of is the original, greatest miracle of God becoming flesh and living among us. A gift of incomparable size that we were given, and out of appreciation for which we give gifts to each other. Merry Christmas.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit after 6:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. Luckily, there hasn't been much to report on in Pensacola so far this hour. And that appears to still be the case. Same can be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're heading eastbound towards Tiger Point. That's been giving us a lot of trouble these past couple days. Right now, the only one that's giving us some true issues is Dogwood Drive, closer to downtown Milton. If you are traveling northbound on Dogwood Drive, perhaps you got off of Caroline Street and are now traveling northbound in that area. We've still got some congestion there. It was looking worse, so it has died down ever so slightly, but not much.
All right, thank you very much. Channel 3 First Warning Weather.
Cool and breezy weather and dry over the next couple of days. A great way to describe things. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures in the 60s, low temperatures in the 40s, partly cloudy skies, and yes, wind. We're going to have quite a bit of it. Northeast winds at about 10 to 15, gusting as high as 25 on Thursday and Friday. Keep the jacket around. This weekend also have 60s in the forecast with a small chance of rain on Saturday, higher on Sunday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, sounds good. 59 degrees right now. Tonight, 49 for the low. What's happening around the world of sports today? Any major headlines?
Actually, yes. We've got a few to work with here. Starting with the NFL, Bill Belichick. You don't have to be an NFL diehard to know the name. He will reportedly be leaving the New England Patriots after this season. That's according to NBC Sports Boston. Apparently, the team made the decision back in November. What makes Belichick so noteworthy is he led the team to 6 Super Bowl wins alongside star quarterback Tom Brady. But so far this season, they are 3-10. And this is just really the worst performance of multiple bad ones post-New England Brady. There was always a debate about, you know, oh, well, who deserves more praise, Bill Belichick or Tom Brady? Well, Tom Brady won a Super Bowl his first year out of New England in a completely different environment, completely different coach, completely different talent for the most part. And Bill Belichick, I mean, golly, he's just crashed and burned. And it's a shame, Joe, I was telling you about this. It sucks that a coach can be so decorated as far as his accomplishments over the course of his very long career. And people are still going to be wondering just how good he was and just how deserving of his praise he is. I mean, you hear that with all kinds of players and all kinds of coaches, but it really sucks that someone can be as accomplished as him and still question him. It says a lot about just how bad he was.
How great Tom Brady was, yeah.
Well, yeah, it says a lot about how great Tom Brady was, but also from a more Bill-centric standpoint, it says a lot about just how bad these past few years have been and just how lackluster his career before Tom Brady was.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, you're right. Pretty wild, though, that he's obviously the longest tenured. Well, at one team, he's longest tenured, but you've got Andy Reid, who's been in the league, and Mike Tomlin. Oh, yeah. When was he?
Mike
Tomlin. 2006?
I was about to say, I think it was, let's see, we won Super Bowl 40. Was it
05?
It was the 05-06 season.
Yep.
And then, yeah, it was the season after that that was Bill Cowher's last. So, okay. Yeah, he took over in 07, I believe.
All right, yeah. Also, baseball great Larry Doby would have been 100 years old today, and on his birthday, he was honored with the Congressional Gold Medal. He was the first black baseball player to compete in the American League in 1947, and he was a Baseball Hall of Fame inductee in 1998. Well-deserved honor there. Health, business, and science notes today. Tesla recalling almost 2 million vehicles over safety concerns with the autopilot feature. An investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration began in 2021 after almost a dozen incidents involving the auto steer feature in the electric vehicles. A software update will give drivers more warnings about paying attention to the road while using the feature. The update also allows auto steer to disengage if the software determines the driver isn't paying enough attention. So I guess you got to use the auto steer, but do everything that you would except have your hand on the wheel.
Exactly. I mean, I'm probably, you know, a bit biased in this because, I mean, I can't even close my eyes in a vehicle for too long with it because I'm like, okay, but what if an accident were to happen right now? And that's when I'm just a passenger. You know what I'm saying? I can't trust technology. Are you kidding me? Especially with the scares we've had. I mean, people, driving's not that hard. Just drive your cars. The Supreme Court will take up a case involving the most widely used abortion pill. A lawsuit challenges the legality of mifepristone. Earlier this year, a federal judge in Texas, who is a Trump nominee, issued an unprecedented ruling that suspended FDA approval.
Hmm. All right. Also, hair samples from 3 former U.S. presidents are headed to deep space. Samples from John F. Kennedy, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and George Washington will be on board a rocket launched by Celestis early next year. The company specializes in sending remains and DNA to outer space, claiming off-world storage preserves the samples for thousands of years without degradation. Celestis says the DNA of late presidents could help people in the future learn more about U.S. history.
Okay, yeah, and the thing is, you can preserve it to learn all this stuff about history, but there's one problem. You gotta get it back somehow. Where's this stuff going in space? I mean, I don't understand that. I mean, and the thing is, the process that it would take to retrieve it, I'm assuming would make it not even worth that additional preservation. I'm not sure, though. I'm not an astronomer. I don't know anything about it. The VA says that nearly half the vets they've screened may have been exposed to toxic substances. A new report shows that of the 5 million veterans screened, over 2 million reported at least one possible exposure to a toxic substance during their time in the military. The most common reports were exposures to burn pits and Agent Orange, both of which can cause a variety of cancers. The screenings were launched as part of the PACT Act, a law expanding benefits for veterans who've been exposed to toxic substances.
Looking at some pop culture notes today, actor Andre Brower has died at the age of 61. Brower was well known for his role as Captain Holt on the comedy series Brooklyn Nine-Nine, died Monday after a brief illness. Also earned an Emmy Award for his work as Detective Frank Pemberton in the 90s series Homicide: Life on the Street.
And a roast of legendary NFL quarterback Tom Brady, we were just talking about him a moment ago, is among the headline events for the 2024 Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles. The streaming giant announced the lineup for the 11-day event that will be held on May 2nd through the 12th and will feature more than 300 live shows taking place at over 35 venues in the city. Comedian Jeff Ross will host what's called the greatest roast of all time at the Kia Forum that will feature famous friends and frenemies that are taking aim at Brady. I'm assuming frenemies is going to be rival QBs there. You mentioned Peyton Manning by name. Yeah. He's dipped his toe in several things at this point. He's like the NFL Shaq.
Peyton? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, he's definitely, and he's very comedic, so he's definitely going to be there. And honestly, while we're talking about it, Eli Manning's probably going to be there as well because he swept Brady, beat him both times that they met up in the Super Bowl there. So I'm sure Eli's going to be there as well.
Yep, definitely. Also, let's see, Wonka, right? We did that one or no?
Not yet.
All right. Wonka starring Timothy Chalamet is looking at a $35 million debut. Variety reports the Warner Brothers produced film had a $125 million budget and is hoping to lure in family audiences over the holidays. I have not been in a theater since Oppenheimer.
Me neither.
I may try to get this one in at the theater. Big fan of the Gene Wilder Wonka movie.
It's the best one.
Yeah, not really a fan of the Depp one. That was a little too weird there.
I was about to say it was just kind of weird. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Not that the Wilder one wasn't, but I don't know. For some reason, it's just not as weird and just better, I guess.
Well, that's the thing. I think it was, wasn't the original one like a lot more colorful and looked a lot more, you know, wonderful?
I don't know that I'd say more colorful. I feel like the Johnny Depp one was.
Because it looked like more of like a, I remember it as looking more like some creepy factory in the Johnny Depp version. Maybe I'm just misremembering at least some parts of it. Maybe it's because Johnny Depp's version of Willy Wonka freaked me out. He was a creepier guy. I'm not sure. So that could just be my mind playing tricks on me. I haven't seen it in years. A24 Films is releasing the first trailer for its upcoming action film, Civil War. The film is set in the near future and centers around the U.S. as it goes to a civil war. The trailer shows airstrikes being used against civilians and journalists being shot on site in Washington, D.C. It'll hit theaters on April 26th.
All right. Sounds good there. Traffic and weather. Do we do that? No.
No. We were just a little bit past it. My bad. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, hasn't been a lot to report on in Pensacola. And Gulf Breeze Parkway has, for the most part, cleared. The only one that was giving us trouble this hour was Dogwood Drive near downtown Milton. But that has seemingly cleared up just about completely. So if there should be some mild congestion there. But anything beyond that hopefully won't hold you up too long.
All right, and as far as the weather is concerned?
cool and breezy weather over the next couple of days, Thursday and Friday. We're keeping low temperatures in the morning in the 40s, high temperatures during the afternoon in the middle 60s, and yes, the breeze. We're going to have northeast winds at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20 to 25 on both days. No chances for rain, partly cloudy skies. If you are looking for a chance, we do have a small chance late Saturday and a slightly higher chance on Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. It is currently 59 degrees, 49 the overnight low tonight with mostly cloudy skies. Wacky stories now. It's a rough time of year to be an Amazon driver. One driver going viral on TikTok after listing the top things they hate to deliver. And it kind of makes sense when you hear them because it's pretty much all stuff that you can easily get yourself at the gas station or grocery store. And they're kind of heavy, right? Mm-hmm. Topping the list is kitty litter, followed by dog food and bottled water. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I would imagine the load could be lightened at least somewhat for Amazon drivers if we just, not
bucked
lazy bones and pick them up ourselves.
Well, because as you said, these are heavier items. But not only that, I mean, cat litter, dog food, if those bags get harmed in any way or breached somehow, it's going to make quite a mess. Not only that, but bottled water. If you place anything on top of that when you're loading these trucks, it could crush the bottles. So it's just, there's nothing appealing about transporting those items, I'm sure. And people love it when you go all out for Christmas and cover your house in lights. The only problem is if they live next to you. A couple in New York State named Tim and Grace Gay have been putting up extravagant light displays since 2012. That year, though, they only put up a measly 346,000 lights. This year, they've upped their game a bit to 720,000, but they used it as a fundraiser for local charities, and they've raised up almost $700,000 over the years. But now they're dealing with a growing distaste among their neighbors who are sick of it. The lights are very bright. There's an endless line of cars looking at them, and they blast music through big speakers. There's a guy named Edward Cash. He compared it to, quote, running a Legoland out of your property for 40 days a year. I kind of understand it. You know, it's pretty bright, pretty loud. I'm sure it causes a ruckus, but it is for a charity, so he kind of seems like a jerk here. But he ran for a seat on the town board last year just to try to get the city to rein in the display. But he lost with 15% of the vote. I kind of feel bad for the guy. Like, I really do. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just a Grinch.
Probably. Yeah, I feel like that's what's going on there.
Yeah.
6:50, final break here for the show this evening. When we come back, Boston's mayor not dreaming of a white Christmas. We'll explain why next.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Speedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Breakfast with Santa benefiting the Gulf Coast Kids House at Casino Beach Bar is Saturday morning. Tickets include a breakfast buffet and goodie bag. Your kids will get a special picture with Santa. See GulfCoastKidsHouse.org for more. Don't miss the First City Lights Festival, part of Pensacola Winterfest. The historic district is lit up with more than 500,000 lights. See downtownpensacola.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Renee with Jim's Firearms wishing you a safe holiday. Please don't text and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Darren Costello at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bells will be ringing.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 6:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather before we send you all on your way tonight. There has not been much to report during this hour, luckily, and that appears to still be the case. We were dealing with a little bit of issues on Dogwood Drive. If you were coming off of Caroline Street onto Dogwood, it's near downtown Milton, that area there. But that has, for the most part, seemingly died down. So hopefully, if you are dealing with some congestion somewhere on the roads, it shouldn't hold you up for too long.
Cool and breezy weather and dry over the next couple of days, a great way to describe things. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures in the 60s, low temperatures in the 40s, partly cloudy skies, and yes, wind. We're going to have quite a bit of it. Northeast winds at about 10 to 15, gusting as high as 25 on Thursday and Friday. Keep the jacket around. This weekend also have 60s in the forecast with a small chance of rain on Saturday, higher on Sunday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, that's a good look at what's coming down the pike. Right now it's 59 degrees, overnight tonight 49 with mostly cloudy skies. All right, Boston mayor, her name is Michelle Wu.
Okay.
She is throwing a Christmas party, of course, like any good mayor, business owner, whatever, right? You know, we've got the our company Christmas parties coming up on Saturday.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, for her, the invite went out to people that weren't supposed to be on it.
Okay. That's awkward, but how bad? How much worse could it get?
Well, it can get worse because the invite was for electeds of color only.
Oh, my Lord.
No white people can be in attendance here. Boston City Council is made up of 6 minority members and 7 white members, and they are, of course, not invited but received the invitation in the email. The mayor's aide that sent the invite about 15 minutes after she sent out the email to everybody followed it up by saying, quote, "I did send that to everyone by accident and I apologize if my email may have offended or came across as so.
Well, hey, racism of any kind is uncool, all right? Good news here. A new survey asks people, what ignites the most nostalgia during the holiday season? The number one response is spending time with loved ones. Decorating the Christmas tree was a close second, followed by seeing holiday lights, holiday music, holiday movies, so on and so forth. I'm a family-oriented guy, so I don't really feel as nostalgic per se when I'm with loved ones. But the other ones really do. That's a good one. Decorating the Christmas tree, especially at my grandmother's house. I remember doing that when I was younger. But also holiday lights, going around looking at those with my family, holiday music, holiday movies. Absolutely, Joe. What about you? What about you?
For Christmas, it's Christmas movies for me. Specifically, my sacred cow. It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, especially if it's something you remember watching as a kid.
Yeah. Well, the backstory is, I think I've shared it before, is that as a kid, Christmas Eve, I get home from like the Christmas Eve service at church, and you know, you've got the the snacks or whatever, and to help me fall asleep, I would watch It's a Wonderful Life because I'm a kid and it's black and white, and of course that's a sedative for a kid back then, right? Well, still is. So that was what I did on Christmas Eve, was to watch It's a Wonderful Life. So in my adult years, it is what I do every single year, is that I will only watch it once, not the DVR, not DVD, not any. It's the NBC broadcast version.
And just once.
And just once. That's it. And so that is definitely full of nostalgia, and that is going to be something that hopefully gets passed down to my daughter, or in the very, you know, sense that when I'm older, you know, maybe she will say, hey, this is what we do in our house, is that, you know, Grandpa watches It's a Wonderful Life. And I know I'm way down the road, but.
Well, but the movie for me is Christmas Story. That's the one.
Yeah. Well, that's. Nobody's perfect.
Okay, but. Whatever. A woman in Wyoming filled her entire town with snowmen for the holidays this year, but they're made of wood, not snow. Pauline Parker enjoys making snowman decorations that you put out on your lawn, so she decided to make one for every person in her small town of Burlington, Wyoming.
That's cool.
The population is just over 300 people, but her town has more snowmen than people now. She's been making them since July, and neighboring towns have started asking for them too. She says it really seems to be bringing people together.
Yeah, very cool there. Speaking of Christmas movies, I think we've got, I don't know what we're going to watch tonight. we tried to watch Christmas or White Christmas last night. I think I made it like 10 minutes before I'm like, yeah, I'm going to bed.
That's nice.